Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to focus in this morning on Alan and Alan's Hometown Heroes program. We've got a hero or two here this morning, and David Williams with Alan and Alan here this morning. David, we last talked in, I guess it was early May when we talked.
Not too long ago, you're right, to introduce the program.
So yeah.
Thanks for having me back. You know, I love to be here.
It's a great program to talk about because you do every year focus in on hometown heroes and the areas that Alan and Alan serves get to pick their heroes, and as usual it was another good group this year.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe we're here now talking our 15th year doing this program. So you're right, this year was an outstanding group. Every year it's an outstanding group, so we're excited.
What makes this a little bit awkward in sort of a way is that I was nominated this year, and I'm part of the group.
Well, I'm not sure if awkward's the right word. I would say it's more exciting.
So, in my case, yes, I was flattered. I was very surprised, but...
Ted, you fit the definition, and we talk about, what is a hometown hero? Well, it's really just an everyday hero who's living here in our community, making it a great place to live. So Alan and Alan, we're a personal injury law firm. We were founded 114 years ago. We have 7 offices, and our core values at our firm are service, care, compassion, community, and family. And you will find that each of our heroes have every single one of those core values, and you're no exception to that rule.
Well, for 15 years, you and I have done this and have talked about this program. And every year I always say every one of the heroes that comes through here never considers himself a hometown hero. And that certainly was the case. Was my case. Nobody thinks I deserve this, I should have it. We've never run into anybody that has said that.
Right. So another core factor that runs through all of our heroes that have some similarity to one another, other than the core values of service, community, compassion, family, is that none of them are asking for the spotlight to be put on them. That most of these folks are people who fly under the radar, and they're just doing these everyday, what I call acts of kindness, not for the notoriety, but just because it's the right thing to do. And all of these years doing this show, I mean, my goodness, you know, we've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
But you, Ted Schubel, have been doing this for, 20 years?
Yeah.
And what you do is you give a platform, you put the spotlight on nonprofits and people like Ann Little, who's going to be joining us today, to let them promote their nonprofit work. And, you know, while we do it once a year, you know, I like to think you're doing it every day. And what really started me thinking, every time we do these shows, when I'm leaving the program, you're always telling me what you're doing. And every time it's, you know, you're going to pass out water for a police benefit, or you're going to do something with the Special Olympics. And you would tell me all these things. And while, yes, you weren't going out to necessarily change the world, but you were doing something to help this community and just, you know, fit the exact definition of what a hometown hero is. So we, you know, at Alan and Alan, we applaud you, Ted Schubel. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is very humbling, and I have always looked at this show as it's something that not every community has, and have always thanked my general manager and the owners of this station.
Well, I can't think of any shows, certainly not in this area.
That's a daily kind of thing.
Right. I mean, how many times do you hear of local community shows? And that's what the Hometown Heroes is about, is community helping community. And, you know, I know you love to talk about yourself, right?
Of course I don't. We have a great community, which Ann Little can attest to. I mean, she's with Tree Fredericksburg. So many people get involved, but we have such a when this show was first when it started only as a 20-minute show. Mark Clifford and I did it together. And then when he left, they made it an hour long.
Right.
And I remember thinking, an hour, 5 days a week, how are we going to find people? And much of the show is current events, but it is nonprofits basically driven. And there are more, there are still a lot of not, every year when Hometown Heroes are announced, I see people around here who I think, oh, they'd make a good guest that I hadn't heard of. So
right. So, you know, these hometown,
there's no shortage.
Yeah, these hometown heroes, they're your next door neighbor, they're mm-hmm. they're your neighbor at work, and they're just really unsung heroes doing acts of kindness each and every day. And it's just a wonderful way to put a spotlight on them, because I think when you do that, it motivates others to go out and do good things. I know it's motivated me in my community work.
It's interesting that when Hometown Heroes was started for the what was the 100th anniversary of Alan and Alan, I remember Edward Allen and I talking,
right.
the first show we ever did, and talked about this, and it was, yeah, this is going to, well, you know, we want, this is a great 100th year thing. It was so popular,
right. So
it has continued.
It was created in 2010, and you're right, it was to celebrate our firm's 100th anniversary, and we were looking for a way to celebrate 100 years of providing, you know, legal representation to people who have been injured in our community. And so that year, 100 heroes were selected, one for every year that our firm had been in business. And I do not think we had any idea that we would be continuing the program after that. I'm sure some wonderful marketing whiz came up with this program, and we said, gosh, yes, that really does sound like a good idea. And so we did that in 2010. But then we continued the program because we saw how the heroes, how they were selected, how their stories went out and motivated others in our community to do great things. And here we are now, 15 years later, we've honored over 550 heroes. If you go to our website, www.allenandallen.com, go to our community page. We have a whole page donated to work we do in the community. All of our heroes are there. Their stories are there. Their pictures are there. So I encourage people to go take a look at our heroes this year, as well as past heroes. And there's one particular hero on the page this year, Ted Schubel. Wonderful picture, Ted. Wonderful picture.
It in the studio.
Your story is there for everybody to see. And hopefully that will motivate even more people.
We're going to take a quick break. Ann Little is here from Tree Fredericksburg. She's also a hometown hero this year. We'll talk with Ann and continue on this morning. More coming up by News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Alan and Alan, Hometown Heroes, our focus this morning. David Williams is here with Alan and Alan. We'll get into to some of the other winners and talk about the program. Ann Little is here. She is one of the Hometown Heroes. Ann Little, I will say to you, and she is a frequent guest on this show, talking about Tree Fredericksburg or bluebirds or gardens, any number of things, Ann, we have talked about over the years. It's about time you're a hometown hero. You have done a lot in this community and it's statewide.
Well, you know, thank you, Ted, and thank you, David, for inviting me today. You know, we had the reception last week at the baseball stadium, and what really struck me with all the different folks that were there, so there's 21 other hometown heroes mm-hmm. that were named. And they really all said to me, I introduced myself, and they said, you know, oh, you've done a wonderful thing, and I don't know why I'm here, but I want to make a difference. And they kept, every one of them said the same thing. They just want to spread the word about what they're doing, and that's what we want to do. I mean, it's not about us. It's about the charity, the acts, the folks that we're helping, whatever we're doing out there. We want to inform the community and get them on board, get their support, and maybe inspire them to do a little bit more for the community themselves.
In your case, you have planted, you and your volunteers and also Carl, your husband, who does so much behind the scenes.
Got to give him credit.
When we're talking Hometown Heroes in Ann Little, Carl is right there as far as what he has done. But just the what you've been able to do with just trees in Fredericksburg is just remarkable.
Well, and more importantly than planting those trees, I mean, we've planted 10,000 trees over the last 15 years. More importantly, we've given away 50,000 trees for people to put in their yard. And day after day, people come up, hey, the tree I got, you should see it. You want to see a picture of it? That kind of a thing. And getting them to appreciate trees, the culture of trees. Right now, I would say that we have a huge support in the city because those street trees that we have planted, now we have tree-lined streets. And what a difference that makes for people to live and work and walk in those areas. But there's always more to be done. As you know, more and more construction's happening in the region and especially in the city. Trees are getting knocked down. I think there's a tree next week that I'm going to have to chain myself to. Somebody's complained about it, that it's a little too big, and now it's got to come down. And a big tree is such an important tree. It's 25 times more important than a little tree that we plant. So just stay tuned, Ted, because I may be calling you because I'm going to be wrapping myself around that tree and not letting go.
Sounds like another show, Ted,
I was
definitely.
Say, I need to know more about this. But now you've gotten so many people involved in like you said, getting trees, but along with that, teaching people the correct way to plant a tree.
Right, and getting companies. So, you know, I was just talking to David here. I think we should do a tree planting with his company and get his folks out there on a Saturday morning and plant 50 trees like we do. We need a bunch of new trees at the new school that's being done in Idlewild. Kaiser, the Rotary, every organization, churches, they've all come, planted with us, and learned how to do it correctly. People will leave our tree planting and say, I've got to go home and take the mulch volcano off my tree. You know, I'm going to go dig up my tree. I did it wrong.
Yeah.
So, yes, the educational component, because so many of us miss that. You know, there was just that we went from an agriculture community across the United States where 90% of the people were farmers in the 1940s, and all of a sudden we all moved to the city and we forgot our roots. Roots, not just tree roots, but our real roots. And we miss that, and people miss having a connection to the land, and now they're hungry for that.
Well, and when groups get involved in tree planting, and I have been to probably hundreds now of your tree plants, they all have a great time. And I remember especially, just struck me this spring when you were doing a tree planting one Saturday morning over in Mayfield, and to look down the street and to see just hundreds of people involved with planting. It was a great sight to see all the ages
in a neighborhood. And the neighbors were there.
So
the people that, we'd have neighbors come out of their house with a shovel and say, can I be a part of this? And of course you can, because this is your tree and this is your neighborhood. And so instilling pride into that neighborhood. We, the park behind our house. That used to be nothing but flat earth and nothing.
Yeah.
And now we have, last night, there were 15 guys out there playing basketball. And every time they go home, they clean the place up. Because it's their park. And so they appreciate the fact that there's flowering shrubs, that there's birds, that there's trees, that there's shade on the playground. You know, just building that little tiny community right there in that park, that's the microcosm of what the Hometown Heroes are doing all across this region. I was so impressed with just the breadth of people. You know, Chrissy Blake, she started Old Dominion Humane Society. I got my dog from there. She's, I don't know, what is she, under 30 years old? And she saved over 6,500 dogs by getting them out there. Those two young folks that were 14 and 10 years old and they started a whole new thing. I'm sorry, I can't remember their name. Kate and Tori Butler. They were 10 and 12 when they started their Hometown Hero volunteer store to give away teddy bears to children.
Yeah.
You know, just all kinds of wonderful stories. And every one of them were supporting underserved people, the vets, youth, disabled youth. I have a Down syndrome niece, and one of these ladies was telling me about how she's helping them get jobs. And it was just, wow, this is phenomenal. I think that was Elizabeth Redford. Mm-hmm. She was phenomenal.
Yeah, and that was really the purpose of Alan Allen's Hometown Heroes program, is to put that spotlight on some of the folks that Ann just mentioned, as well as herself.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost feel like I need to apologize that we're just now recognizing Ann Little and really her husband, who's her partner in this work. You know, Ann is retired, and I don't know if I'm allowed to mention your age.
But, oh, sure.
But she mentioned it to us. She's 79 years old, and it's amazing the work she's doing. 10,000 trees they've planted, giving away 50,000 trees. So not only making our community a nicer place to live, but really just making the planet a better place for all of us. And so we applaud you, and that's what the program is designed, is to put that spotlight on these acts of kindness that's happening right here in good old Fredericksburg.
Right, exactly. And I can't, I'm sure if we were to ask Carl right now, is Ann retired? Ann is far from, Ann and Carl are far from retired. I've been to their house, and there are always five or six different other projects going on. So you can be, the great thing is, Ann, you are retired, but you're doing all the things you love.
Right. I was born caffeinated, Ted. You know?
That's a good way to, yes, that is a good point.
I do, and you know what? I just want to pack a lot in. And you know, it's just amazing how all the folks that we talked about and I met, they all had that same, you know, fire in them about, you know, they've got to get it done, because there's time's a wasting. You know, when I get up in the morning, I say to Carl, time's a wasting, Carl, let's go. And we get up and get moving, because there's just so much you have to do in this life, and there's so many people that can use our help.
Yeah, that reminds me. My mom used to say, "You got time to lean, you got time to clean."
And yeah, so,
I've carried that with me throughout my life, and that reminds me when you say that. So good to you,
David. Ann did mention the get together for the Hometown Heroes at the Fred Nat Stadium, and what a great time that was, because there really was a lot of networking. And you kind of got to put faces to some of these groups, or just learn of what they did. And to me, the amazing thing was just the wide age range. There was all kinds of people, you know, young and old involved in this. But we've talked about this before, but that really came to light to me, to see it, of where you look at the Hometown Heroes program and you look at things going on nationally, and you'd think, you know, things aren't quite as bleak as it may look if you just look at just what's happening nationally.
Well, I've gotten to the point where I don't like to look what's going on nationally.
Look locally.
It's too crazy, and it's awful. But you're right. Let's focus on our community, because there's all kind of great things going on in Fredericksburg, and there's all kind of great things going on in Fredericksburg because of the wonderful people living in our community, like Ann Little, who are doing these little acts of kindness. So we're glad to you know, put a spotlight on these heroes who are inspiring this positive change in our community. You know, people who are demonstrating, again, those core values of Allen and Allen, like service, care, compassion, community, and family. I mean, at the end of the day, gosh, we're all in this together. Let's help one another and make this a better community to live in.
Well, the fact that Allen and Allen has continued it all these years is a great testament that there's some work involved in taking the nominations and then going through and choosing people.
Well, I can tell you it's a difficult committee to sit on, because we get all these wonderful applications. I didn't serve on this particular committee. I am on it. We give away college scholarships as well. That's a difficult committee to sit on, because you hear of all, everybody is so deserving. But yeah, we have a committee at our firm. You know, we ask for nominations. So our nominations period this year was back in April. And that's when, you know, we would ask people to submit nominations of heroes. We got several people who nominated you, Ted. And then there was the vetting process, and then we announced our heroes back on June 24th, and we did that through our website and through mm-hmm. social media. And then you're right. We had a nice celebration at the Fred Nats to celebrate back on July 10th. So it was fun to get everybody together. Not so fun the rain that came.
Yeah, we didn't see baseball, but we were all there together.
But you know what? We still got on the field. We still were able to celebrate.
We had a rainbow.
We had a beautiful,
that's true.
Great photo opportunity.
Yep.
All able to celebrate and have fellowship at the Sky Porch, and they kept delaying the game. You remember so long. We were still there till having fun until about 8 or 8:30. So
and you fed Alan fed us, and we had it was a great night.
It was a great night. We're gonna celebrate again down in Richmond. So we have an event scheduled for July 31st. So next week. It's going to be at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture down there, so it should be nice. And again, we're celebrating our 15th year doing this, so it's kind of special for us.
Exactly. Again, if you can't miss if in the Fredericksburg area, you can't miss the Allen & Allen building there on Route 3.
I like to say it's the tallest building on Route 3.
Yeah. But no, it's
right down past the mall.
And now that I'm a hometown hero, I hope because I want to come up and take a picture sometime from the top floor of what Route 3 looks like. So.
Well, yeah, or if you just honk, I'll look down and wave at you, or you can, you're always welcome to come
on up.
Say hello.
Yep. And you also have an office up in North Stafford now.
We do. We have an office on Garrisonville Road. We've been up there several years, but we just opened
moved.
A new office. Right. We took over the old Wachovia building. Not Wachovia, Wells Fargo used to be. But took over the Wells Fargo building, renovated a bank, turned it into a law office, and we just celebrated our open house a few months ago. So super excited to have that office up. Serving the Stafford and Northern Virginia communities.
And there are a number of Allen & Allen attorneys staffing both those offices and that are based in this community.
There are. So I run our office here in Fredericksburg as well as the one up in Stafford. But we have six lawyers here serving Fredericksburg and Stafford, 40 attorneys total serving seven offices, which gives us a good footprint to cover the entire state of Virginia. To help folks who have been injured in, automobile accidents, and protecting the injured is really what we do.
AllenandAllen.com, go to the community page and you'll see the hometown heroes for this year and all of 14 other years all together there on that page. David Williams with Allen & Allen is here this morning along with Ann Little, a hometown hero. She is with Tree Fredericksburg, among other things. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Hometown Heroes, the focus this morning. That is the Allen & Allen program every year where a number of hometown heroes are chosen. Ann Little is a hometown hero from the Fredericksburg area with Tree Fredericksburg. She's here this morning along with David Williams with Allen & Allen. There are a number of other Fredericksburg winners those chosen as hometown heroes. I was, Ann was, but I know that there are a couple others from this region that are doing a lot of good things.
Right. So at Allen & Allen this year, we were excited to select 21 total heroes. And so the heroes are from all over Virginia to represent our geographical footprint. But 21 total hero Allen & Allen heroes, five, I'm proud to say, are right here from Fredericksburg. Again, they are Ted Schubel from Town Talk. Ann Little, Tree Fredericksburg, Mike Zitz of Sunshine Baseball League, Susan Perks, Simply Angels Veteran Outreach, and Chrissy Blake of Old Dominion Humane Society, who Ann mentioned a little bit earlier. Again, if you go to our website at AllenandAllen.com, navigate over to our community page, and you'll just see wonderful pictures, wonderful bios of all the heroes, information about Anne and her wonderful organization. So I encourage people to visit the website and learn about all those folks. But super excited, just because I'm a little bit biased being from the Fredericksburg area, about our heroes right here in Fredericksburg.
It was interesting to see all that, and I'm acquainted with a number of them. Mike Zitz comes in often with Sunshine Baseball League.
Wonderful.
Provides all kinds of just opportunities for kids all around the city, but especially some low income and some Afghan.
Yeah,
kids.
I think Mike has been a staple in the baseball community here in Fredericksburg for over 40 years. And I think he even managed a semi-pro Fredericksburg Giants team
years ago,
back in the 80s. I was around in the 80s, just not in Fredericksburg quite yet. I've been here over 18 years, but so that was a little bit before my time. But that was exciting to learn about Mike. But yeah, he ensures that every kid has an opportunity to play, organizing scholarships, really drives a lot of equipment donations. And if you've never been out to look at that
it's a great facility.
It is beautiful. I remember going out there with my son Mac when he was in Cub Scouts and had an outing there. And that was my first introduction to the Sunshine Baseball League, and just a just amazing venue, but even more amazing of what he's doing for kids in our community.
A lot of it comes out of his own pocket, and it's his own his own time. But that, yeah, the stadium over there on Wicklow Drive is just really.
I mean, the field
jewel.
looks like a pro stadium.
It does. It's got artificial turf, mm-hmm. and it really is a great setup for kids. I have seen, and I met her at the Susan Perks. I met at the the stadium. When we did that, she's got a great organization as far as, you know, helping veterans out.
Simply Angels Veteran Outreach. Yes, wonderful program. She's got really a passion for supporting homebound veterans. So, you know, cooking them meals, taking veterans to their doctor's appointments. I think there's one occasion when she even raised $5,000 to help remodel a bathroom, just to make it more accessible. So she's really devoted to these veterans, as we all should be. I mean, I think you'll remember several years ago we had another kind of veteran outreach program, Rick Ecker. That's has always stuck with me because I thought, gosh, what a great idea he came up with. And what he did was he would assist homeless veterans. When you know, and other first responders, but a lot of homeless veterans when they're placed in permanent housing, because mm-hmm. you know, it's wonderful that there's organizations out there who can supply the housing, but that's all they would do. And so you would then have this veteran in a house or an apartment with nothing else.
Yeah, no, it was a great program.
And Rick would come in there and furnish those homes. And I remember one of the first things after we did your program and after Alan selected as a hero, I sat down with my wife, and we started thinking about all the stuff we just had in our garage that could help that program out. So, Susan Perks this year is a hometown hero with Simply Angels Veteran Outreach. And go to our website and learn about her program. But great, great program.
Every one of these people that you talk, or go ahead,
yeah, well, I was going to say, ask Chrissy Blake.
Yes.
Ann mentioned her a little bit earlier in the program with Old Dominion Humane Society. So, you know, her story started back at Massaponics High School.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my kids went to school and just graduated. But I think she took a small class on animal care or something about animals, and that really just struck a passion in her. And she's been an animal lover ever since. And so Old Dominion Humane Society, it's a no-kill shelter. And it's dedicated to rehoming all of our furry friends. I mean, I'm a dog lover myself, but her efforts have saved, I think, over 7,000 dogs. So it's, you know, I think she even started a summer camp program to teach others, you know, the kind of the next generation of dog lovers. And so, again, that's just a perfect example of how she touches our community, really in a, when you think about it, a small way, but it's really not that small.
Right.
When you start looking at all the tentacles that she puts out there and how she gives back and how other people start to motivate and give back. So it's a wonderful thing. So go read Chrissy Blake's story on Alan Allen's website, Old Dominion Humane Society.
again, all ages, and you can in all kinds of different things. You can be a hero in any number of areas wherever you can make a difference.
Yeah, and also go to our website and read the story of Ted Schubel of Town Talk. Fascinating story. So, Ted, I know a couple of your big passions are the polar plunge, I believe, in Virginia Beach and Special Olympics. So tell us a little bit about those programs and which you give back to those organizations.
Another person here at the radio station, I have done the polar plunge with Special Olympics Virginia for a number of years, and just it was their director or in some of the local people involved with Special Olympics Virginia that got me involved in helping them. And it's the most uncomfortable thing to do, to go jump in the ocean in early February, but to see the especially Area 11 Special Olympics here is so active.
Yeah.
And they raise a lot of money and have just some great programs.
And you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we've done it at least 6 or 7 years.
Right.
Have done it. COVID kind of knocked us out, I think, at least 1 year. But no, it's a great program. Yeah.
So after we select our heroes, we then start asking questions. Well, what inspires you, and what motivates you to continue? And Ted, I got to tell you, I thought what was great about all your responses, it all came back to community. That's what inspires you, is the community and the folks you bring in here on a daily basis to highlight their story, the people doing the great work in our community, seeing people in our community come together. And that just really encapsulates what the Allen & Allen Hometown Hero is about. It's those, you have those core values, my friend, of service, care, compassion, community, family, just like Ann Little does, just like the other four heroes in here from the Fredericksburg area, the 21, the over 550 heroes we've recognized since we started doing this program. So at Allen & Allen, we're a personal injury law firm. We're helping people, get over a rough time in their lives. But we really applaud you heroes for making our community a wonderful place to live. So thank you to both of you guys.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is a great community. Nan can attest to it. Just a great community. I came here in 1983, just out of college, and have never left. And I came here, and it's a great community to be a part of.
Right. So many people want to do stuff, but it's really hard to figure out what to do. Mm-hmm. So I get calls all the time. How do I do something? What is it? How can I get involved? That kind of thing. And I remember coming to Fredericksburg when I first got here, and I thought, how can I get involved? And you have to reach out. But if you have these organizations that are conduits to that, then it really makes it where people can give of themselves. And people are generous. We hear so much negativity in the news and things, but honestly, 99.9% mm-hmm. of the people that I meet, and even that 1%, one-tenth of 1%, has got some saving value. But the people that, I've worked with the homeless, I work with youth, I work with older people. They all want to give back. They all want to connect. But they're looking for ways to do that.
And that's one of the things, David, that I do take. I understand that and want to, in having people like Ann and some of these heroes and nonprofits in,
right,
to put the spotlight on them, to give them an opportunity. Yeah, well, this might be something you want to get involved with.
I mean, if people are looking for something to do, my two suggestions is, one, listen to Town Talk every morning, because you have a parade of nonprofits coming.
Yeah.
And your wonderful stories that you're highlighting on a daily basis. And second, go to our website at allenandallen.com, and you can read about 550 people and different organizations out there, like Ann Little's organization and all of our other heroes, and you'll have some wonderful ideas about how to get involved, because there's plenty of ways to get involved, and there's plenty of need to get involved.
I can remember a few years ago, Michelle Patton Swisher, who's the Spotsylvania school social worker, was a hometown hero, and that's what she told me. She said she was happy to be recognized. She said just so her kids could see what she did. But she also said, I want the community to look at what we're doing and either help us or start and do some of the things in their own community that we're doing.
Right. You mentioned Susan Perks. And last week when we were meeting, she was running around to all the other folks that were doing veteran things. So Wade Runge does some recovery. There was another guy, Pete Adler.
Yeah.
He does ramps. There was another guy, Josh Jones. He gives vets vehicles. And they were all like huddled up. How could they help each other and get stronger? And so it was that one woman didn't come, Ann Taylor from Petersburg. She raised $1 million
Amazing.
For the library, and she's 89 years old. Hello. She's
wow.
She's my hero. I want to be her when I'm 89, you know?
Right.
I got 10 years to get there, you know?
I wouldn't put anything past you, Ann, either. Yeah, that could be another thing that you do. But that is that was a great I saw that same thing, and I thought this is really interesting that a lot of people from different parts of the state are getting together and being able to collaborate more.
Yeah, and it's powerful when all those people – I mean, when you have community leaders, foster parents, you know, disability advocates, teachers, first responders – you know, veteran outreach folks, when they're all getting together, it's powerful and it's really inspiring. I mean, it's a great feeling.
It's a great program that Alan Allen has continued because, like we said, there's some work to this, and it would have been easy just to say we did it, we celebrated, you know, maybe see in 25 years,
right.
But to make it a yearly thing.
We're in it. I mean, we're in it. Our firm's been around for 114 years. This has been one of the most exciting, one of the most gratifying community outreach programs that we've ever done. And I don't foresee how we could ever walk away from this because it's just such a wonderful thing. And again, it's not only motivating other people in our community. I'm telling you, it motivates our attorneys and our staff at our firm. So. You know, we're a big part of Fredericksburg. I feel blessed to be able to live and have raised my kids and live with my wife in this wonderful community. And it's just a very small way to give back. So we're glad to do it.
Well, I can remember last year we had the Leahys were here. They were hometown heroes and talking just about how they've gotten so many students involved in community service. And then the one show, David, that you and I did that we'll never forget, the two sisters.
The Vinkart sisters.
Yeah.
Yes. They were doing wonderful things when they were, what, just teenagers?
Right.
And what they started a bunch of different nonprofits that focused on food waste and really feeding the hungry. But, you know, I still keep one of their quotes with me on my desk. And it's written, I brought it with me today. And their quote was, "It's simple. 30 seconds of kindness can change someone's day or even life for the better. Small acts add up. If you do it with love in your heart, that's what matters." And if you carry that little piece of wisdom mm-hmm. that was coming from a teenager, that's just a wonderful thing. But yeah, they were incredible heroes. We got two heroes for the price of one that year.
AllenandAllen.com is the website. Go to their community page, and you'll see all the information about hometown heroes and who was chosen this year and past years, and be thinking about who you can nominate around this time next year. David Williams here for the Allen and Allen. Ann Little's here from Tree Fredericksburg. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It's the Hometown Heroes Allen and Allen show, where we recognize who was selected as Hometown Heroes. Five from this area this year, and Little, one of them from Tree Fredericksburg. David Williams here from Allen and Allen. Now, David, this is I always look forward to these shows. We do two of them a year. We talk about the nominating, and then we celebrate who was chosen. And as we said before, just a great program that Allen and Allen does to really highlight what's going on in communities. Because this is, you look at all these people chosen and all these different things that we have talked about. Again, they're not people that we see every day. We see or hear about all that often, but they have a huge impact.
That's right. And just for the record, I enjoy this show, the second show after the heroes are announced, better than I do the first show when we're promoting the program.
It is, yes.
That first one, seems like I have to talk a whole lot more. And so today is really fun
sit
for
back
me
and
because
listen.
We get to bring a hero in, and what a great hero, and yep. Ann Little, to hear her inspiring story. And I'm sure folks don't like to hear me drone on and on, so it's nice to have a hero with me. But yeah, it's exciting, and I appreciate you letting us come on to promote this program.
Great. It's a great, just a great program. And I knew you first from Tree Fredericksburg, and then one day at the end of a show, you said, I ought to come in sometime and talk about bluebirds.
Right.
Because so, you're involved with that.
So Carl and I started the Virginia Bluebird Society 27 years ago, and we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people involved in the program. And more importantly, Ted, it's all about reaching out to the youth in our community and getting them to appreciate birds and nature. And sometimes for kids, it's the first touch they have with nature. We have a kindergarten group that has five nest boxes at their school. And I take them out, and they go screaming out the door. And, of course, you know, the birds kind of fly away. But bluebirds are really user-friendly when it comes to kids. So they'll come back, and kids can see them. They're blue. They're not little brown birds. Mm-hmm. And so it's the first time that they get to touch that. And when we do programs with trees and we plant trees with kids, it's the first time some kids have put anything into the ground and padded soil around it. And they come back. We have Lily Watkins comes back and checks her trees every year. She started with us when she was five. Now she's graduating from Virginia Tech. And she's basically comes and checks her trees every year, drives around and sees which ones she's planted and how big they've gotten. And some are 60 feet tall. I mean, think about that. Yeah, that you can look at your accomplishment right there in front of you and touch it, wrap your arms around it, and appreciate the fact that you're giving a little bit back to the earth. I mean, we hear about all the horror stories about global climate change and all that. And if every one of us just went out and planted a tree or two, David, you're going to plant a tree this afternoon?
Might not this afternoon, but I am going to put it on my list.
Okay.
I got some work to do.
Well, I think we'll get Alan and Alan out there planting trees with us.
So. I think it's a wonderful program. We'd love to get involved in that. And hopefully, after doing this program, more people in the community will get involved.
Absolutely.
And again, if people go to our website at alanallen.com, they can learn all about Ann Little's wonderful program. They can learn all about Ted Schubel here at Town Talk, and they can learn about 548 other heroes that we've nominated.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
TreeFredericksburg.org is if you want to find out more about
org, yes.
about Tree Fredericksburg and all the good things going on there. I spent New Year's Eve with Ann counting, taking pictures as she and Henry and Carl were taking, were doing a bird survey.
So you've gotten your hands dirty with Ann, it sounds like.
Oh, we have. I have a few times. Now this is a it's a great day. It's a great program. And thank you again for Alan and Alan and for people who nominated me. I certainly didn't expect it.
Well, it was well deserved. And thank you, Ted. And thank you for your wonderful program. And giving this platform. Again, Alan and Alan, serving the community here, we're happy to do this, and we look forward to many more years of celebrating those in our community who are doing great things like you two guys.
And Little, thank you for what you do in the community and for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's fun, Ted. Always fun. Thank you.
And Little with Tree Fredericksburg, David Williams with Alan and Alan. AlanandAlan.com. Go to the community page, and you'll see hometown heroes for this year and the past years. David, I'll see you again sometime soon, my friend.
You can count on it.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.